Hello everyone, welcome to Flawlessly Clueless. I'm Arpita.
And I am Tanisha, and we are the co-hosts of the Flawlessly Clueless podcast,
where we'll be talking about stuff that we want to talk about,
stuff that you want us to talk about,
and stuff that needs to be talked about. So basically, anything and everything.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Flawlessly Clueless podcast. Hope you all are in good health. This episode is going to be a special one as it is the last episode of our season 1.
Yeah, this episode, being our last one, is going to be divided into two segments. In the first segment, we're going to talk about our whole journey with the season 1 and like a recap of our episodes. In the second segment, we collaborated with an amazing podcaster and talked about one of our favorite shows, Friends, in light of the upcoming reunion. Really excited about that.
Really?
Yes.
It has been so long.
It has been really, really long when you talk about it. Yes, from 2004 to 2021.
When I saw the trailer, I was really in tears. It was so emotional.
Yes. I know, right? It was really emotional. So that is why it's a perfect topic to end our season one on. And that's what we're going to be talking about in the second segment of our episode. All right, so starting off, it has been like a good few months for our podcast. And do you remember how we came up with this idea, Tanisha?
Yeah, absolutely. The quarantine idea. I can name that. It has been a fun ride, seriously.
It has been.
We literally did 8 episodes and I don't remember how time went by.
Exactly. We did take like a 2 month break. We will get into that later. I remember we were watching The Vampire Diaries together simultaneously. And you just came up. We already had plans, you know, big plans for a YouTube channel and a page and all of that. And I guess you were stalking Candace on her Instagram and you got to know that she has a podcast.
And then I sent you the post and I was like, oh my god, look at this.
Exactly. And like, I had heard about a podcast. Yes, you were stalking Candace on her Instagram and you just shared the profile with me. And again, we did have some similar plans, but I don't think we were very familiar with what podcasting is and, you know, how to do it or maybe if we want to do it or not.
I can agree to that because you know, the term podcast, it was like only about talking about news or anything in our country. Like it is not like generally more vast topics. We haven't seen that nor we have heard that.
Podcasting is not really very popular yet. It's just, you know, maybe some talk shows or anything, but those are some big people don't have a podcast on like a general basis as a hobby. If people have it, I think that's for professional purposes. So it wasn't very popular and all, but I think that was the beginning, the mark that, you know, we started to know about all of this stuff, and then we decided that this is the perfect thing.
Yes, and I can agree that we thought, okay, if we had so, we have to figure out so much about it, that what is it, what can we do this, how do we do this, there's so much, and yet here.
And we procrastinated for like months.
Yes.
You're like, okay, we're going to get on it now, maybe next month, this time we have exams, this time that.
You remember the first time we recorded the episode and then it wasn't so good and then Anchor was acting so badly.
I know, right? We did record an episode that was, I think, around October 2020 or something. And we like recorded the entire episode, but at the end of it, I don't think it worked out really well.
We were so excited. Okay, we are going to record
episode. We never published it.
It's just somewhere in the draft.
Yeah, I don't know where it is. I totally forgot about that. Yes, we did record an episode and that was months before we like officially started our podcast. We didn't even have an account or anything. We just did it for the sake of doing it. That was pretty fun though, but yeah, I don't even remember what we talked about.
Someday, if our listeners ask to us that what was your first episode that you recorded, if they ask, then we will upload it. Not before that.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
We'll have to like check it first.
Yes.
Maybe we said a lot of embarrassing things. And knowing me, I must have done a lot of weird things in that episode.
Really figuring out how to record
Yeah.
in
And
that
speaking
episode.
of figuring out our official first episode that we actually did publish on our podcast, we like started our created an Instagram page and all of that around mid-January, maybe like I think 16th of January was
Yeah,
the date.
yeah, yeah.
Yes, like we started working on it from the new year because we like really it was the entire new year new me thing. We just that kind of kindled that okay, we got to do this now. This is high time.
Yes.
And the first episode that we recorded, it turned out to be such a blunder. I know we recorded and our sounds were overlapping again. Anchor was acting out
Yes,
and all of that.
I don't know if any other people have this problem, but we used to face this problem very
I
often
know,
in the
right?
starting.
It took us
Yes.
like 2 to 3 days to record that one episode to get that
Same.
thing right.
And
And
a
still,
lot of editing.
exactly. And we still went ahead and published it because we had no other option because we did try to re-record it, but that problem, we still had that problem and it wasn't going away. So it was just an introductory episode about us and our podcast. So we just decided to go ahead with it anyways. And yeah, we did. The episode is called New Year, New Beginning. Such a dramatic name.
Reviews are like, wow, we love this. Whatever you did there, it was good, but we are like, no, this
Yeah,
wasn't as
we were
good.
probably thinking that maybe when season 2 comes out, we would delete the first episode.
That can't, we can't do that. No.
Yeah, now I don't think we will be, but I think that was our initial plan that let's go ahead
Yeah.
with it anyways. And once we like publish a better episode, then we can delete it. But yeah, it turned out to be good, and we have good reviews on like our episode, so it's good.
By far, our every episode has good reviews.
Yes.
God bless.
We still like yeah, there was like a restriction in the growth when we like took a complete break from social media as well as the podcast for about
Yeah.
2 months, I guess.
2 months, yes.
So basically, like technically, we have been podcasting for 4 months now, but I would still count it as two
Because of the gap,
because of the
definitely.
gap.
But that
That
was like important. We had
was
so much
important,
work on
exactly.
hand.
But like that was very abrupt for us. A lot of
Yes.
things happening. That was a different thing. But we didn't even plan that we're going to take a break or something. It just happened. A lot
It
of things
was,
were happening at
yes,
the same
all of a
time.
sudden.
Exactly. Moving on to our second episode. It's called BuzzFeed and Chill. I quite like the name.
Yeah. You came up with it actually.
Yeah. But what do you do when you have when you're watching Netflix all day, you can't think of anything else. And I'm like, okay, let's replace
And
Netflix
today
with
you only sent me that BuzzFeed quiz
BuzzFeed. I do that every
answer.
day. BuzzFeed is one of my favorite things to do. And it's like BuzzFeed is such a if BuzzFeed was a person, we would like be best friends, such nice things to say and all of that. I might not believe a lot of people, but I would believe BuzzFeed. I completely rely on BuzzFeed responses.
You check my gallery of screenshots and then you'll see all the BuzzFeed quiz
Oh my
over there.
God. Yes. I'm
It's
going to
filled
share a screenshot
with
of my I'm going to send a screenshot of my gallery. It's totally the same thing happening over there. Such random quizzes I'm taking about food, about clothes, and I don't know
Yeah.
what. And I'm always impressed with the answers. So BuzzFeed is really a fun thing to do, and I think that was a very appropriate choice for our second episode.
Yeah, and I can agree.
We took a quiz which was called, which Netflix friend group do you belong to? I remember what your response was. You got the Stranger Things squad, I guess. Yes.
Yes.
I don't remember mine. I don't remember my response.
I think we had same, but I don't really remember.
No, we did not have the same thing. I think it was the Outer Banks squad.
Oh, you said that you haven't watched the show yet.
Yeah, I haven't watched the show. But I've heard a lot of good things about that show, so maybe I will watch it. And I can still rely on BuzzFeed. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. It's like if BuzzFeed says my eyes color are blue, then it is blue. Okay.
It is
no matter if it's black or whatever.
That is so much devotion. If BuzzFeed listens to this episode, maybe they might just, you know, offer us a job. Who knows?
We'll be creating fun quizzes.
Exactly.
Especially you.
I think I would spend my entire day taking those quizzes. I don't know how would it be, what would the experience be if we were the ones creating it. I don't know what goes behind all of that. You know, how do you manage all that algorithm and things to, you know, get that kind of response? Are they actual psychologists sitting over there, or are they just random people having fun trying to sweet talk us? And we also believe them.
I don't know. Yes. That's the most important part.
Yeah. At the end, it's fun. Maybe for them and definitely for us. So, it's pretty cool. Okay. So, yeah, we had fun recording that episode.
And then, the next episode?
Our third episode is, I guess... Okay, our third episode is decoding our emojis. That was pretty fun, too.
That is the most necessary episode. Mm-hmm. If you haven't watched it yet, please go watch it, because people do need to know what emojis to use at what time.
I know, right? And especially when you're chatting with us, that episode is going to, you know, come in handy for you.
Yes.
Just to save the awkwardness and, you know, tone down the weirdness that we have. In that episode, we decoded our emojis, as the episode name suggests. We talked about our most used emojis and, you know, in what situations do we use them, and we came up with favorites. And I think in that episode, I got to know a lot about you also. Like, we have been talking on text pretty much every day, and I did not know about a lot of your most used emojis.
Same for me. Because we use emojis and we think that she might want to say something else, but she's using this emoji. What exactly is going on? So confusing.
But, like, I think from my side, usually, like, both of us, if we have, like, we usually have the same reaction to a lot of things.
Yeah, totally.
So that works out. But yes, it does get awkward with other people when they do not understand what the emoji is. And, like, I can't blame them. How are they supposed to ask that, okay, you sent this emoji, but what does this actually mean?
It's okay. You just go check out our episode.
Yeah.
And you'll come to know.
That would be helpful for both you and us.
And us.
And yes, again, do let us know your favorite emojis and, you know, most used emojis, and when do you use them.
Yes. So I'd like to add that we need more emojis. Like, there are so many new emojis we see. And we don't have that yet. And I want to use it in the conversations, but I can't.
We talked about that also in our episode. Yes. We have a few emoji suggestions. Like, whoever the people are who makes all these emojis, please, just check out our episode.
Please do that. Please.
Oh, God. Yeah, so that was like a pretty fun episode too.
Yeah.
All right. So our fourth episode was actually our very first collaboration episode. It was called We Love Him 3000, and we collaborated with Shoot the Breeze podcast with the amazing host, Shreya. Shreya is a fellow Indian, and yes, it was really a fun episode. We talked about a lot of our mutual favorite shows and movies, and especially Marvel. We had like a good Marvel quiz, yes.
We were so excited that first we found a podcast to collab with, and then again she was Indian. Wow.
Yeah,
we love
that. Exactly. It was like a comfortable vibe for us, because again, we were very new to podcasting, and the collaboration in itself, it was pretty exciting, I guess, when we, talked about it with her. We were pretty excited to record the episode, but we were equally nervous that, we don't know how it's going to turn out because
Because
we
we
both know
know,
each other for years
yeah.
now. So we had developed a comfort zone, but how do you get that with a completely new person? But it turned out to be pretty
Yeah.
great.
That was really fun. Like, you listen to our conversation, it doesn't feel like we were speaking for first time with each other.
Yeah, exactly. So that was again a very fun episode. I think I'm going to say the statement at the end of every episode that it was a fun episode because, again, no matter
Because,
how the episode turned out, we really had fun recording all of them
yes,
because
exactly.
all of them were, topics of our choice and everything.
We had fun and we were so excited and we did pretty good and we felt so awesome doing it. So we will
Yeah.
add this statement that we had fun.
Yeah, it's cool. All right, so our next episode is actually that's also a really pretty name. That's called To All the Rom-Coms We Love, Always and Forever. I think we recorded this episode before, but we published the episode after To All the Boys I've Loved
Yeah.
Before, To All the Boys Always and Forever, part third. Okay, Always and Forever is
We
part three.
instantly came up with this idea that we need to record this. We need to
Yeah,
record this.
it was a long overdue episode, but
Yeah.
again, when the movie came out, it became pretty necessary ki chalo, this time, so this is the
Yeah.
time we have to record. Yes,
And
so we talked about like our favorite rom-coms. We're both
yeah.
rom-com people. Tanisha does prefer more of, action thriller comedy, but again, we both love rom-coms, and I'm a die-hard rom-com person, so
Rom-coms are
that was fun.
comforting, so
Yeah, we
comforting.
talked about a lot of our favorite rom-com actors and movies,
Yeah.
including To All the Boys. That's a mutual favorite.
And we had like so many mutuals and I got so many new suggestions that I need to see that.
Yeah, and that episode was actually meant to be like a bonus episode because we did not have that was very, random and instant because we did not
Yeah.
have anything to publish that week, so we just out of the blue decided that we have this topic and we should like work on it
That's what
and
I'm
publish an
saying.
episode.
That's what I said, that we were like instantly, we need to do this.
Yeah,
That was a quick
exactly.
decision.
That was a very quick decision and we thought it would be like some 15 minutes or something, but when we started talking, it turned out to be like a proper 30 to 40 minutes episode.
It's always that thing that when we start talking, we don't know how to stop.
Exactly. It is pretty tough. Sometimes it's the opposite that you have to come up with some conversations, but that happens with other people, not us.
Not us. Thankfully.
And by other people, I mean that happens when we talk to other people, not when we're
Yes.
talking to each other.
Yes. I can
All
sense
right.
the awkwardness always.
I
And I'm
know,
like,
right?
I want to scratch my eyes out.
I
But I can't
know.
do that.
I'm usually only like a very socially awkward person, and then quarantine happened and that made me like a more
Wait.
awkward person. Like, how do you talk to people?
Yes, I was saying that I really don't know how to talk to people. People call me or they text me, and I don't even know how to
Yeah,
respond to a hi. Like, oh God, what has this
exactly.
quarantine done to me?
There was a time initially in the lockdown and like I went 2 to 3 months without talking to anybody on call. Like friends did video
Yeah.
calls and all. It was a tough time. You don't always have time to pick up a call and everything. We had classes
Exactly.
going on. That was going on, but I never talked for like 3 months on a call with someone. Friends obviously, but not like a formal or
Not,
like
yeah.
call. No. So I think I got pretty awkward when I got a call from somebody and I had to talk to them. They were like we were like old friends and not in touch, and I'm like, shit, what did I just say? What am I talking about? Why am I talking like this? Did I forget how to talk?
Initially, it
That
happened to me also. Like, people didn't call me or texted me. I
was...
spent 3 to 4 months of lockdown without any. Like, I used to talk to you and my family members, but not other people. So it was
Yeah.
like then people started texting somehow, randomly replying to stories, and I'm like, no, don't do that.
Oh, okay.
You will find me rude.
My God. And yeah, talking about, you know, us, I think we discussed it on one of our lives and all that. We did not talk to each other over a call for like months.
And we haven't
ever video called each other.
Yes. And that day we went live and I was like, okay, you look like this.
Yeah, we don't hate each other or anything. I don't know why we just never video called each other. And we have been talking on text, Instagram, WhatsApp, like pretty much every single day for I think the past 2 years.
Yes.
So that happened. And yeah, it was again talking about the rom-com episode. Again, I would like to repeat my statement, a really fun episode to talk about.
Yeah.
All right. So the next episode that we're going to talk about is my personal favorite. And like, is, you know, was the inspiration of our entire podcast, as we said. The episode is called All TVD. And we collaborated with Dan from the Applesauce Penguin podcast. And I think we couldn't have found a better podcast to collaborate with for this episode.
That episode was like something we have been planning before we even had a thought of having a podcast.
Yeah, like, again, the idea came by watching TVD and we obviously had to talk about TVD on our podcast. But we had such high hopes from this episode that, you know, we did not want to make it our first episode because, again, we were just figuring things out. So the episode really happened at the right time and we got an amazing collaboration. It was pretty cool, yes.
And we had so much to talk about, like so much mutual. And it went really fun.
It's like over 1 hour.
Yes, that's good. It went like so long and we didn't even realize we have extra recording of
exactly. Yeah, we did not realize that, you know, it's been 1 hour since we're talking and we like talked about pretty much everything about the show. We were so excited and again, you know, the episode was supposed to be pretty cool and it turned out to be pretty cool. And then we had a really cool podcaster to collaborate with, so it was like leveled up.
This is the best highlight.
Yeah, and I think it turned out better than we expected.
Yes.
We're very scared that, you know, we are very hopeful for this episode. Who knows how it's going to turn out. And again, it was just our second collaboration. So again, we were really nervous, but yes, it turned out to be amazing, amazing, amazing. And needless to say, we had so much fun recording the episode.
We really had fun.
Yeah, and this also happens to be our most popular and most listened to episode.
Yeah.
So I guess people also love TVD.
Everyone does. Come on.
Yeah, everybody. And we just, like, we had recently watched The Vampire Diaries and the spin-offs. I don't think, you didn't even get to the originals when we recorded the episode.
Yes. I just recently completed the original.
Yeah, I still remember, you know, giving Dan a disclaimer about, you know, no spoilers about the originals. We have to avoid that path. Tanisha hasn't been there still.
If you would have given a spoiler of Legacies, I would have taken it. Like, no doubt. But no, not the original.
I know, right? And that's like that's a topic for another episode, talking about Legacies.
Oh, God. We shouldn't.
I know that we are going to have a lot to rant about.
Yes.
So again, emphasizing on the fact that this was a personal favorite and a very popular episode, our most popular episode. So yes, again, super fun episode to record. And yeah, after this, the 2 month break happened.
The 2 month break.
Exactly. And yeah, the reason was that we had a lot of things. First, I had exams and then I had to move back to my college city. So that was a very hectic thing. And there I had other things going on, internships and all. And then you had your exams.
Yeah.
all of that, yeah, it took a really long time. And it did give us a time to figure some things out, though, that, you know,
agreed.
What we want to do.
Because it gave us time to think more about this, and we came up with such good ideas and things.
Yeah, exactly. And that's why I think, you know, we decided to end the first season with 8 episodes and like plan out our second season and move accordingly.
Yeah.
And this, yeah, we got ride. Back. We recently got back from a break and we talked about, again, a really fun, really cool episode. Our very recent episode that's called, and unfortunately, they'll never know.
Never know.
In this episode, we talked about our celebrity crushes / fictional character crushes. And as you, like, you can probably guess what we talked about. Most of the list included Marvel actors and DVD actors.
That is such an obvious thing for us. Such
yeah,
obvious.
We did. We were talking about all of our crushes, and again, a very fun episode to record. Go listen to it and tell us about your celebrity crushes and all. Yeah, that these are our episodes till now, and it has been a really, really, really cool journey till date to, you know, get into podcasting, all the networking thing, getting introduced to the really cool podcasting community where people are very, you know, welcoming and really nice and helpful. So that was one of the major things that really helped us to figure things out with the podcast.
Yes, of course. And it has been like, whenever we recorded the episode, I was like, we are going to record this episode, so excited. Like, it gave me a new hope. This podcast
I know.
Gave me new hope.
Yeah, truly, like, I agree. Having nothing to do and having so many things to do, I think the podcast was one way to, you know, have a relaxing time. It was never hectic for us.
Never
like,
hectic.
Not yet, at least. Thankfully.
Always up for recording. Like, I usually text her like, should we record now? We will do this
exactly.
For the next episode.
And to be very honest, even I am very much up for recording anytime, any day, talk about anything at all.
Yeah.
But
you send me the ideas of new topic. We should record on this, you know, this is a very
yeah.
nice topic.
I would just randomly be sitting, like, I had my exams the very next day and I was sitting and planning out the podcast that, you know, okay, we are back. Do hell with the exams. We are getting back on the podcast. It's been too long and I can't bear it anymore. I just want to do it again. Because, again, who would want to miss out on such fun things? And yeah, it hasn't been hectic yet. So we have been enjoying it. And even if we had to put a little bit of extra effort, I think we would still be enjoying it. So we're looking forward to that. Looking forward to, you know, put in that extra effort.
It's the fun part of my day. Like, seriously.
Exactly. And like, you have to do the actual technical stuff of editing the podcast and all. So hats off to you on that.
Thank you. But you are the one who come up with every idea. So.
Yeah. That's, I think, mutual. I just come up with a title. Because I think all these topics I have, you know, someday or the other have come up in our conversations. If we like go
yes.
through our Instagram DMs, we could probably get so many more ideas from the memes.
I can't
that we
even
have.
Go through because the messages of past hours are so many.
Exactly.
I can't even reach the yesterday conversation.
Yeah. That's what we have been talking like again pretty much every single day. So that's what I'm saying. You know, these ideas are coming up from our conversations only.
Then
cool
this is awesome that we have ideas every day. This makes us want to work on that and feel happy about it and excited and want to make you listen our thoughts.
Yeah, exactly. And again, you know, that we did not initially, and even now, our main goal was not to, you know, get so many more listeners or anything. But
yeah.
we wanted to reach out to people who would like us and who would, you know, like to talk and listen about things that we like to talk about.
it's always amazing when you find people relatable. Like, I do this and she also do this. Wow, this is nice.
Yeah, exactly. And we did actually manage to find really cool, like-minded people. And yeah, it's great to say that we have found really good friends within the podcasting community. It has been a really good journey. And
we're looking forward to much more coming to
it. Exactly. Just really excited for season two. We have a lot of cool things planned. And we would be taking a short break from podcasting, but we would be posting updates and we would be very active on our Instagram till that time. And hopefully, like a lot of things that are already planned, it won't take much time. But yes, we would still be doing collaboration episodes with other podcasters. But yes, from our podcast, we're taking a short break to officially and properly plan out our season two, which is going to be great, I promise.
Till then, if you miss us, go listen to the episodes you haven't listened yet.
Yeah, definitely. And let us know if you find them cool or not cool. We're up to both kind of reviews.
It is better to be honest, right?
Yeah. So I think that makes us done with the first segment of our episode.
Yes.
And stay tuned, guys, for the second segment. Joining us for this episode, all the way from Greece, we have Lena with us, the amazing host of The Real Talk with Lena. Hi, Lena. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're good too. I hope we pronounce your name correctly.
Oh yeah, perfect. It's Lena, yes.
All right. Feels good. So tell us something about your podcast.
So first of all, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure. So my podcast, as you said, is called The Real Talk with Lena, and I just talk about teen things, teen problems and goals, and I'm trying to give advice and just give you a little happy episode every week.
We did check out a few of your episodes and we really loved it, so we love having you on the episode today. So as you know, we're going to be talking about a very widely loved show, that is Friends. So starting off with a very typical, a very common question. Do you have a favorite character? And if yes, who?
All of them. I have watched it and I feel like it's a really funny TV show. My favorite would be either Joey or Rachel. I love all of them, but these two are just my favorites.
Yes, it is very difficult to pick out a favorite character out of all of those. What about you, totally. Tanisha? Who's your favorite?
I say I totally agree because very hard to choose a favorite character. But I think I would go with Rachel because my friends call me Rachel sometimes.
That's an amazing choice. I think I would choose Phoebe because I really admire the confidence that character has, and I would really love to be as quirky and as, you know, just careless and carefree as Phoebe would.
She's an amazing character. I love her. Like,
she is. I just adore her. I do love all the characters. Again, it is a very difficult choice, but yeah, I think I like Phoebe a little bit more. Alright, so that was good to know. Rachel is clearly a popular choice. So talking about favorite characters, do you have any favorite moment from the show or favorite episode from the show?
I definitely haven't watched all of them because they're like, I think 10 seasons. I don't even know, there are a lot.
There are 10 seasons.
And I used to watch it on like TV, so I didn't know what episode it was. So I don't really know. I can't really pick a favorite because I haven't watched all of them. But every single episode is like special and it's so funny. I love all of them.
That is very true. A lot of things happening at the same time and it's just a really beautiful show. Agreed. I think one of my favorite moments would be where Chandler proposes to Monica. I really love how beautiful that scene is. So I guess, yes, that would be one of my top favorites. What about you, Tanisha?
Okay, so I think my favorite episode is the one they play the football game. I really love that.
That's a really funny one. Yes, that is a good choice. I think it's like the trophy is called the Geller Cup.
Yeah.
It was Thanksgiving. It was one of the Thanksgiving episodes, probably. Again, talking about all of those characters, I have just one more question. Which couple do you guys ship the most?
Oh, yeah. I knew this was coming. I think Chandler and Monica.
Great choice. What about you, Tanisha?
I'll go with the same, but I also adore Phoebe and Mike. They're cute.
I was about to say that. For me, it is like a close call between Phoebe and Mike and Chandler and Monica. But yeah. I'm going to choose another one, that is Joey and Food. The ultimate relationship there could ever be. I think that is my relationship with Food too. So I totally resonate with that.
The correct answer.
That is. And yeah, anything, any favorite time or anything that you would like to share, Lena, about the show? Maybe your experience watching the show?
My experience, amazing, because they're really funny people and I'm really excited to see the reunion that is coming now that like they're grown-ups, and it's just weird to see it after like how many years? I don't know.
It has been a lot. I think it stopped airing in 2004.
Oh my God.
Yes, it has been a long time. And seeing all those characters, yesterday the trailer came out and it was a very overwhelming experience to watch.
Yeah. I was almost in tears. I texted Arpita.
And the thing is that I hadn't watched the show until I think pretty recently. I think I started watching the show last year or maybe last year. And I did get very attached to it. Lena, we come to know that you are a big fan of Brooklyn Nine-Nine as well.
Oh, yeah. I love it so much.
Same here. We both love that show way too much. And if we weren't talking about Friends, we would have definitely been talking about Brooklyn Nine-Nine. These shows are like comfort shows for me.
Yeah. Although I haven't watched it the whole, but I still love it.
Pivish has such beautiful shows. The things that are portrayed in this show, like, you know, for example, the one of the beautiful things about Friends, the way they showed different parenthood scenarios where maybe when it comes to Ross and his wife bringing up their son with her lesbian partner, or maybe when it comes to Phoebe being a surrogate for her brother, or Monica and Chandler adopting kids. That was one of the beautiful parts that I really liked about the show.
I think the show picked up the topics that weren't generally talked about. And that was a really good thing.
True. And talking about the beautiful parts, I think there are some topics that were somewhat problematic in the show as well. When it came to things like transphobia and homophobia, or maybe like a little bit of body shaming and toxic masculinity as well. What do you think about that, Lena? Did you notice such things in the show?
Actually, no. But now that you say it, I'm like, I mean, I understand. Sometimes they do it for like comedy reasons. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't really think it's appropriate to do it because there's like millions of people that watch it.
Yeah. And I'm really scared that I'm going to offend some people by saying it. But I think I find Ross's and Rachel's relationship a bit toxic. Oh my God. I'm usually so scared to say it in front of people.
If we look on that side, it might be.
Yeah, but again, maybe like now that the reunion is coming, it would address all these issues as well. And because the times were different, again, as mentioned, it was so long back. That time, the sole purpose was, you know, just comedy and entertaining people. Maybe such things were not very, you know, people were not very vocal about such things. So even the creators might have not realized this.
Yeah, it's true. Well, there's a lot of generation gap.
There is. And talking about the reunion, there was an official list released, I think, on the Friends official Instagram handle, and there was a list of the guest stars. Which guest star are you most excited to see, Lena?
I really liked when I think Brad Pitt was in it.
Yes. I did enjoy Brad Pitt, but I don't think he'd be there for the reunion.
I don't know. I hope he's there, though.
Yeah, he wasn't there in the list, though, but would love to see him maybe as a surprise element for us.
I also want to see BTS there.
Yeah, I don't know what connection is with BTS and Friends, but I would really like to see how they bring them into the show. Really interesting. I'm just very excited for this show. And yes, I have a lot of expectations, like no particular expectations as such. I'm just very excited and I just want the show to fulfill that kind of excitement. And I think it will.
I wish. We were waiting for so long.
Exactly. So I think we've covered a lot of things, a lot of different things. And we planned a fun segment, but it's understandable. Like, I have rewatched the show. I've rewatched the 10 seasons, I think, twice. So, makes sense being attached to a show for you, which is a Friends trivia quiz. It might be a bit tough as you haven't watched the show, but let's go along with this still. So, Tanisha is also not aware about the questions that I'm going to ask. And yes, you guys have to answer the questions. I'll be asking you the questions and answer it. I've tried to keep the questions as easy as possible, but again, not knowing about the entire show might be an issue. But yes, let's have fun with it, maybe.
So I have to answer. Okay, I'm gonna try.
Yes, all the best, you guys.
Thank you.
All right. So the first question is, what is the name of Phoebe's twin?
She has a twin?
I know that. Yeah.
I have no idea.
That's Ursula.
Yes, Phoebe has a twin and twin sister, and her name is Ursula Buffet.
Oh. Name
is introduced later in the show. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
All right. What is the name of Ross's first wife?
I forgot it was late. I remember Emily, but she's not. I know she is not.
Mhm. You can do it. Almost there.
How I could forget that?
I know his son's name.
No.
Should I tell you guys the answer?
Yeah, please.
It's Carol.
Oh yes, Carol and Suzanne. Oh God, I remember Suzanne, but she's not Suzanne.
I know, right?
We embarrassed ourselves.
It's totally all right. That's why I am a very evil person as it comes to this. I always choose to be the person who's asking the questions because I don't have to be on the other side of it. Because I definitely know how that's going to turn around. So, yes, I enjoy being on this side. All right, next question. What is Chandler Bing's middle name?
Oh, God.
Even the first alphabet would work.
I don't know.
It starts from an M.
Oh, God. That's a tough question.
I really don't know.
Yeah,
I
it's
thought you were.
Muriel.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Muriel.
Maybe next one might be an easy one. What was the name of Ross's pet monkey?
Was that also from M? I remember it's
Yep.
like Morris, but no, Morris
Nope,
like
nope.
Joey's imaginary friend. Okay. Okay.
Yep, you both.
Well, I think Marcel. Marcel.
Yeah, correct answer.
Thank you.
All
Cool name.
right. Let's get on with the last question. How many pages was Rachel's letter to Ross?
Lena, do you want to answer?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay. That was 18 pages, front and back.
18.
What was she writing?
That is what I
Names.
guess Ross was wondering the entire show.
Yes.
Oh my God. She wrote her whole life there?
Yeah, I guess it was after the popular dialogues of we were on a break and like they wanted to get back together, and Rachel wrote like an 18-page letter to Ross saying what she wanted out of him and all of those things, and it was, yes, 18 pages front and back.
Oh my God.
I know, right? You should definitely like try and give the show a watch. It's going to be fun watching it.
Yeah.
And then maybe we could enjoy like the talk about the reunion together.
Oh yeah, definitely.
All right. I think that's it from our side, Lena. Anything you would like to share about the show? Anything at all?
I want to say that I love the show, even though I haven't watched all of it. Whatever I have watched so far is amazing. And also, thank you so much for having me on your podcast. It was amazing. Yeah, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right.
Thank
Thank you, Lena, so much
you.
for joining. We had a really fun time, and we are looking forward to talk to you in more such episodes, maybe more such common shows that we love. Preferably Brooklyn Nine-Nine, amazing show.
Oh, yeah, we're definitely doing that.
Sure. Thank you so much for joining.
Thank you so much, Lena.
Thank you so much for listening. For updates about our upcoming episodes, check out and follow our Instagram page @flawlesslyclueless.
Also, as this is a podcast about anything and everything, we would love to know what you want us to talk about. So you can always email us your suggestions or DM us on Instagram. We have mentioned our email address and Instagram username in the podcast description itself.
Really looking forward to receiving your suggestions. Stay tuned. Thank you.